Hello, lovely mamas and papas. Mama Manon here. I am here to talk about those times when you might have guests at home and your child is doing things to attract your attention. In that case, we often hear parents say, and maybe you've said that too, oh, he's just looking for attention. Which by that we mean, oh, don't pay any attention to him. Ignore him, right? Well, let me tell you, this is a very dangerous suggestion. If your child is looking for attention, we're better giving him some attention. If he's looking for attention, it's because he needs this attention. See, children are wired to be attached, to be deeply bonded with us, to be seen and to be loved. They are not choosing to look for attention. They're not choosing to do that. This is a survival mechanism encoded in their physiology to ensure that they are bonded and well attached to us. When they don't feel bonded and seen, they will do anything to grab our attention so they can feel bonded again, so they can feel relaxed and safe, right? It is a survival response. Our child is not just looking for attention, right? Receiving attention from his caregiver is a legitimate need that, when it's met, helps the child to feel safe, to relax, and to thrive now and for the rest of his life, right? So when your child is just looking for attention, I invite you to do your best to give your child this attention as soon as possible and as best you can in that moment. And it's not always easy, so I'm going to give you a few examples. But before, I want you to know the three things that can happen when we don't give our child the attention that he needs in that moment. Well, the first thing that can happen is that our child will just try harder to get our attention, doing things that are more and more unpleasant. We don't want that, right? The second thing that can happen is that our child might shut down in the long term. He's learning that his need for attention cannot be met and that there must be something wrong with him for having this need. We don't want that neither. And the third thing that can happen is that he might become a bit aggressive, because when his legitimate need is not met, his body, his physiology will naturally go into an anger response, right? So see, there is no benefit in dismissing our child's need for attention. This suggestion of ignoring him will only affect him negatively, right? So by all means, if your child is looking for attention, give him this attention as soon as best as you can, right? And it can be as simple, and here are some examples for you, as meeting him where he's at, going next to him and do the silly thing that he's doing, having a laugh with him, looking at him deep in his eyes, putting a hand on his shoulder, on his back, and letting him know, I see you, sweetheart, and I love you. Do you want a cuddle, right? Or excuse yourself to your guests and go play with your child for 1 minute, right? Your guests are adults. They can wait a minute. It's not going to affect them much. But your child's deep need for attention cannot wait, especially if he's young, right? Even better, before you have your guest coming over, take 5 minutes to play with your child before they arrive, right? So his cup is full when they arrive and he will not look for attention as much, right? Let's together get rid of this widely spread, damaging and shaming sentence of "he's just looking for attention," right? Let's get rid of that. And if you agree with that, help me spread this message, share that video, or tag your mamas and papas friends, right? Let's be aware parents, and raise healthy humans. You've got this and you're amazing. Take care. We'll see you soon.